Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. People who don't go to the doctor much because they're in good health and have been for most of their lives may think they don't need a healthcare power of attorney. But our next guest says, that is indeed not the case. Abby Mason is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Abby, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's nice to be back.
So tell us, first of all, why should somebody talk to their financial advisor about a healthcare power of attorney? Why does this topic show up on your radar?
Well, healthcare can impact your finances. And also, when we work with our clients, you know, we like to understand their goals, and we want to make sure that everything is in place if something were to happen, and that, you know, somebody trusted can step in if they need to make decisions for them. And so not only does this impact their finances, but, you know, a healthcare power of attorney is so important, you know, ensuring that medical wishes are respected, and if you cannot communicate them, that somebody can do that for you.
This is a legal document, though, right? You would need an attorney for this.
So South Carolina has a standardized healthcare power of attorney form that you can find online through local government offices or healthcare departments. While you can create a healthcare power of attorney without an attorney, I would recommend consulting with an attorney, especially if you have complex medical preference. Also, if you have a child going to college out of state or moving away, you would need to research the documents you need in both your home state and the state where the child will be living part-time or permanently, because healthcare power of attorneys follow state laws. So an attorney can ensure your document is legally sound and complies with state laws.
Who should be appointed? Who do you normally recommend if you find someone that does not have one of these, that are some possible choices to be the person to have this healthcare power of attorney to make these decisions? And what are these decisions that they would be able to make?
You want to choose somebody who knows your values and preferences regarding your medical treatment, and someone that would really advocate for your wishes. The decisions this person could step in to make on your behalf, you know, could be whether or not to admit you to a hospital, which treatments or medications you want or don't want. The decisions can also include, you know, life-sustaining treatment, whether you want to be on a feeding tube or, you know, donate your organs. So with these documents, you can specify how much power you want to give to your agent, and that can include types of medical decisions they can make. You can provide specific instructions. For example, you could limit their ability to consent or refuse a specific medical procedure or medication. The healthcare power of attorney can be as general or specific as you would like in defining, you know, how much authority your agent has.
So I mentioned in my introduction that people who don't go to the doctor much, they're pretty healthy all their lives, may think they don't need this healthcare power of attorney. But why is it that you would say that that is indeed not the case for these people and for anybody?
Well, yeah, I would say any adult, regardless of age or their health status, needs a healthcare power of attorney. Accidents and unexpected medical emergencies can happen. So having a designated agent ensures you have an advocate making the best decision for you. You know, in South Carolina, children become adults at the age of 18, and they take control of their own healthcare decision and medical records. Medical professionals cannot legally share sensitive medical information about patients. So if a young adult is seriously injured in an accident, parents or loved ones will not automatically be able to consult with medical providers, get information, or have input in their child's care. Having a health care power of attorney is so important in this case.
All right, Abby, we have just about a minute left. Any other considerations our listeners need to know about regarding health care powers of attorney?
Well, health care power of attorneys, you know, they're effective when a health care provider determines that you cannot make medical decisions. This can be a temporary situation, such as being under anesthesia for a surgery or a more permanent condition, you know, like a coma or advanced dementia. Also, a healthcare power of attorney can be part of a broader set of advanced directives, such as a living will, which outlines your preferences for life-sustaining treatment at the end of your life.
Well, Abby, great information. Thanks so much for sharing today.
Thank you.
Abby Mason is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear our show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.